mal,
Ja,
schau
cool.
mal, ist da, ist da was?
Hallo?
Guck mal, schau mal, ist da, ist da? Hallo, good morning. I said before, this is the second try. So, our beautiful young guest arrived with his rocket from the west coast of Europe. And pretty soon we are having a breakfast. Enjoy.
Thank you.
welcome. Good morning. I think I just had to speak louder. It's quiet me. So, good morning and welcome on Radio 23. I am a guest here. My name is Floris van Hoof from Belgium, and the nice people of the radio and the DIY Church asked me to do a radio session, as you can hear. So, it was quite a weekend, but I'm very happy that I'm here this morning and relaxed. I hope you're all relaxed too, because we're gonna listen to some old songs. Because when I was thinking about a radio session, or doing a radio session in Germany, I thought it would be really important to play a couple of tracks that are definitely influenced by this country's music in the 80s. Now, let me do a little commercial here first. You know what? Manoeuvres in het Donker, tribute to the BRT program of radio maker and priest Flor Berkenbos. I will play two tracks from 1985 and 1991 that passed on the Belgian radio BRT2, on a program that people could send their own tapes to. It's an amazing program, and as a tribute I made a 180 minutes of tribute double cassette. I will think, if everything's ready here, we'll play two tracks. Three. We're unable to announce the numbers because I got a radio session files from somebody who taped it from the radio in the 80s. So this is like 30 years of radio history back in on air and online. Als je vragen hebt over elektronische muziek, kun je bellen tijdens ons spreekuur. Nu op dinsdagochtend tussen 11 en 1 uur. Op alle andere tijdstippen krijg je ons antwoordapparaat met het laatste nieuws op het gebied van de elektronische muziek. Het telefoonnummer is 0032 75 36 12. Ik heb me vergist. Ons telefoonnummer is 0032 4 7 2 7 5 3 6 1 2.
Wenn Sie Fragen haben auf dem Gebiet der elektronischen Musik, können Sie anrufen während unserer Sprechstunde am Montag bis Donnerstagabend zwischen 20.30 Uhr und 22.30 Uhr. Die Telefonnummer ist für die Niederlande 0032 47 27 53 611. Ich wiederhole 0032 47 27 53 612. Den Rest der Woche hören Sie auf dieser Nummer die letzten Neuigkeiten auf dem Gebiet der elektronischen Musik.
When you have questions about electronic music, you can call us on Monday or Tuesday evening, or now on Tuesday between 11 a.m. at 1 p.m. The rest of the week we have an answering machine on that number that tells you the latest news on electronic music. The phone number is 0032 472 753612. That is 0032 472 75 36 12. Cosmic greetings. First caller.
Hello.
Hi.
What program is this?
It's
this is the DIY church. Oh. Accidentally, I've listened to the radio and I listened to these spacey sounds. Yes. Have you got any questions on electronic music?
Yeah.
I was wondering how Klaus Schulze was doing nowadays. You know what? I'll read from his tour diary in a minute.
That'd be nice.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Guten Morgen nochmal oder good morning again. As a listener asked us, we will talk about electronic music and the electronic music of Klaus Schulze. Not really the music we will talk about, but we'll talk about the tour he did. It was Klaus Schulze's longest tour. It was from the 1st of October 1980 to the 22nd of November 1980. Er hat 22 Konzerten in Deutschland, 3 Konzerten in Belgien, 2 Konzerten in die Niederlanden und 12 Konzerten in Frankreich, aber das letzte Konzert auch was in Switzerland. He had quite a lot of visitors in Paris, and I like the numbers. There's 2,000 visitors. In Essen, there was 1,762 paying visitors. In Brussels, they had 1,700 visitors. In Lyon, they had 1,370 visitors, closely followed by the concert in Berlin that had 1,300 visitors. De totale omzet van de tour was 440.000 Duitse mark. Klaus ontving aan gages 173.727,64 Duitse mark. De tournee-onkosten waren 1.023.623,08 Duitse mark. Zo betaalde hij bijvoorbeeld voor roadies en chauffeur 3.000. Ik vergis me. En ik zal in het Engels doorgaan. For roadies and a driver he paid 31.350 Deutsche Mark. For the car he paid 8.000. It was a big car. He paid 8.349 Deutsche Mark. For fuel he had to pay 5,836 mark. You can see that there was an oil crisis also in the 80s. For hotel and sleeping, he paid 23,199 Deutsche Mark. And für Versicherung, er zahlt 5,200 Deutsche Mark. Vorversicherung, ja. Und für Lampe, Flight Case und so weiter, zahlt 13.890 Deutsche Mark. Hij moest het salaris van Arthur, zijn zanger, betalen ook nog. Verder kwamen er nog vliegkosten, taxis, eten, gereedschap, service, foliespiegels, t-shirts, overals, autoroute, fooien en zo verder bij. Vanaf april werden organisatoren benaderd, zalen gehuurd, kaartjes en posters ontworpen, gedrukt en zo verder. Von 14 bis 30 September wird in die neue Studio von Klaus exerciert. Aan de tournee hebben meegedaan Rodis, Alf en Dieter, vrachtwagenchauffeur Rolf, tourneeleider Hubert, licht- en stage manager, boekhouder en uitgever K.D. Muller. En Klaus en zanger Arthur Brown. De following diary has fragments of specialties and funny things that happened during the tour. 1 October, Bremen. Arthur's late from London. Light is not so good. Strobe is smoking and there's no green light. 3 October, Hannover. Varkenshal, koud. Spontane verandering. In plaats van stroboscoop een klein stukje laser. Licht alleen nog rood en blauw. Net als sedert 74. 5 oktober Berlin. Die beruchte akoestiek hebben we bedwongen. Arthur was ausgeflossen. Und aber die show 50 man auf die stage. Und wir gehen essen. 3 en 7 oktober in Wolfsburg hebben we een zeer kleine kerk. We speelden met de verkleinde PA. Zeer goed, intiem concert. Arthur was ook uitstekend en er was een jonge aangename pastor. 8 november in Gütersloh. Eigenmatig door organisator al wochen eerder aangekondigde show wie Synthesizer und Lasershow und wir haben ein Rusi. 'll continue in German. Wir hatten einen Kampf mit dem Organisator. In Gütersloh und Bleierfeld hatten wir darum kein Laser-Intermezzo. 11 October in Köln. The audience is completely crazy. Spitze Klaus, ihr Rufer. The Dutch fan club leader is there. There's no more hotel in the neighborhood and that's why we go to bed at 3 o'clock. 13 oktober in Essen. Een goed resultaat. Toegifte? Mensen willen niet gaan. Roepen 30 minuten om meer toegifte. Alf heeft van 17 tot 23 uur achter het toneel liggen slapen. Wordt wakker van de herrie. 14 oktober in Stegen. A cool audience. Alf disappeared from 17 bis 19.30 uur. En Hubert, he throws die... Nee, I'm gonna say that in Dutch. Hubert gooit opdringerige journalist van het podium die dreigt met slechte kritiek. Dat allemaal voor het concert. Die slechte kritiek verschijnt inderdaad. 17.10 in Mainz, in een burcht. In het begin cool, erg jong publiek. Arthur is oké. Toegifte als gisteren. Ze willen gewoon niet naar huis. Vreemde recensie op de 19e. Merkwaardig gemaskerde fans. Puntje, puntje, puntje. Natuurlijk zonder programma. Helemaal geen jazz-instrumenten. En de synthesizer telt niet als instrument. Die 20e oktober in Freiburg. Zowat lala. Weniger mensen. Jean en Steve van Tangerine Dream. Sintawit. Een Portugese reporter was gekomen. En we essen spaghetti carbonara. 26.10 in Aalst. Een klere stroomaansluiting. We dreigen niet te spelen. Tegen 18 uur een extra generator. Problemen over de betaling ervan. We eten met de dwergneus van Barclay. 27.10 in Amsterdam. Paradiso. Aangedraaide oude freak als organisator. Zaal eerst ijskoud, dan te heet en stoffig. Even wegvallen van een PA-kant. Wouter Wegmoelen van Tarot was er ook. Jack Moore heeft alles op video gezet en de zaal zat pomvol. The 28th of October in Arnhem was plenty of people, lots of free stuff and loud music. The 1st of November in Heidelberg, we arrive from München at 5 o'clock. There's no roadies, there's no truck, there's no organizer, there's only two fans. There's a lot of phones and a drive to the hotel. Hubert tells he, the roadies, the truck and all are at 1 o'clock in the hall, but the two of the helpers that we spoke with didn't arrive. They didn't want to help. There's no elevator to the second floor. We phoned the organizer. At around 4 o'clock, 4 Turkish people arrive. They ask for the elevator and then they go. There's no power. At 5 o'clock in the evening, the truck and roadies are at the hotel. En we doen een aanklacht vanwege het niet aanhouden, niet houden aan het contract. November in Amiens. Es ist in een kirche. We hebben problemen met die stroom. Aber die generator marschiert nicht. We don't have lighting either. And the installation will run on the church power network, which is only 180 volts. The Polymoog flipped. All lamps flicker on and off. At 19.30 we break everything off. We load our stuff in front of the eyes of the audience. And Klaus Schulz argues with the public. The organizer is naive and doesn't know what to do. Arthur arrives when we're already gone, but we did get our money. 10 November in Le Mans. Selbste Zahlen als andere Keer und auch selbste Menschen. Arthur ist nicht so gut, aber Klaus auch nicht. 13 November in Paris. Alf verslaapt zich in Lyon. Vlucht en taxis kosten hem 500 Franse frank. Er is een gammel toneel. Stroom, ook bij de tweede poging. Veel mensen die zo razen dat het zand van de circusarena opstuift. We doen 3 toegiften. Foliespiegel dondert naar beneden in de pauze. En Rodies. Rodies vergeet de hoofdstroomkabel. Daardoor voor de rest van de tournee ellende. I just put on a new track in the background and I'm gonna read for the last few gigs that Klaus Schulze did in 1980 in his big tour, biggest tour he ever did. We're in France. We're in the 17th of November in Marseille. The concert is placed just before the concert to a nice church, to a dirty cinema. The rented generator stinks and we can smell it in the hallway. At 7 o'clock the police shuts down the generator because of the noise, so we are on the uncertain power supply of the house. The echo machine is broke and can't be repaired before the concert. 22.11 in Zurich. Voor de eerste keer hier en het is volle bak. Zeer goed eerste deel, tweede deel niks. Toegift, weer oké. De organisator is heel gelukkig over het niet verwachte succes. 23.11, tour ten einde en we gaan op terugreis. De volgende dag in alle rust uitladen, afrekenen, Rodies terug naar Berlijn, Arthur naar Engeland, bezichtiging van de postbergen enzovoort. Tot zover het relaas over de tour van Schulze. Ik zou graag verder gaan. Excuse me, I do it in English because everybody can understand English. I would like to continue with a beautiful track that Linda Perhax made. As some of you may know, Linda Perhax was a dentist assistant, and while doing that, she made a beautiful folk record called Parallelograms. As an experiment, I put the Parallelograms track through a pitch to voltage follower, and this gave an interesting result. People who still can recognize the track can still call this radio station. So hier gibt Linda Perhax Parallelogrammen wie Pitch to Voltage Follower. Dankeschön. Hello. So this was Parallelograms by Linda Perhex through a Pitch to Voltage follower. I want to say about this track that it's going to come out on a compilation tape on Slow Tapes. This is a great label that Parte Papa runs out of Belgium. It's definitely worth checking out, and definitely the compilation also, because it will be a compilation of all Belgian stuff, I must say, as I'm unsure who is on there. There might be definitely Dolphins Into the Future on there, and also Orphan Fairy Tale, I hope. For the rest, I don't really, I'm sure, but also with a bit of luck, the band where I'm playing in, ROT, will be also on there. After this folk music, we walk in the forest a bit, so you can hear the crackling of the trees and all. And I wanted to tell you about my trip to Berlin. I was really happy that the people from Network sent me here and I could stay a bit longer. Thanks again for everybody coming to the concerts in Eschlorake and also Old Tannenbaum. I also showed a film at an gallery, and I also did something yesterday, but there was not really much audience, in Blissland Gallery. If people are interested in seeing a fossil that I found combined with an outworldish bird man being as an installation with new music, that can go to Blissland. It's not so far, it's in Berlin, and I look up the address for you guys. Blissland is on the Bornholmer Strasse number 8. Das ist Bornholmer Strasse numero 8. Es ist nicht so far von Prenzlauer Berg und Pakow. Ich denke, dass das das Norden der Berlin ist. The installation runs there still for 2 weeks, and I would be pleased if people would visit it. It was a really funny night yesterday because of the lack of sleep. I was falling asleep during the opening and also in the restaurant.
So you fell asleep 2 times yesterday?
I think I fell asleep like 10 times or something.
10 times? How did you get this exhibition there?
I think the people from Blissland, they played on at the Krak Festival the year therefore, and I'm gonna play there this year. There's a festival in Alsten, Belgium now in Netwerk, the 5th of March. Pretty good festival, you should look it up at www.krak.net. That's just www.krak.
K-R-A-A-K.
Yeah, K-R-A-A-K.net. They have a festival. And I think that's why they responded, but Yeah, I just emailed them. We're still walking on all the bushes and trees in the forest here.
Nice rooms.
And I'm doing this because I really like electronic music in the forest, as you can hear. Okay, you see that bird here, Slukti? What a beautiful bird that is.
Oh. Oh. And it's so small.
I think we saw an iceberg today. We'll continue our walk. I might see other birds too. Whoa, you see that funky parrot?
Yeah, what's a parrot doing here in the forest?
Yeah, the exotic parrots of Berlin.
Maybe it belongs to someone. We should ask the parrot.
Yeah.
Parrot, where are you belonging to?
I belong to the state of Missouri in the USA. I'm here in Berlin because of the winter and the electronic music.
So you go to electronic music concerts? How do you manage to get in there?
I just fly in, man. I'm a pretty quick flyer.
Ah, I see.
In 1980, I was also in Berlin, and then I flew in at the Klaus Schulze concert. And I sat on his shoulder. Pretty much the best thing a parrot from Missouri can do, I think.
Can you imitate Klaus Schulze's parrot?
Wait!
I'm very impressed. Very impressed. But very impressed. Very impressed.
Well, thank you. I must go back to.
Yeah, see you soon.
Missouri. Bye.
Goodbye, bye. Goodbye, rabbit. Rabbit.
Let's see if we can come play some old tapes here in the forest. This must be a tape. Yeah, this must be a tape that came out on Breaking World Records. Some time ago already. Bouncy.
Who did it?
It must have been Floris van Hoof who did it. Himself.
How did he make it? Maybe with this parrot we just saw?
I'm unsure.
That's not a parrot.
It's definitely not parrot sounds. That was another tape. It must be
a fossil?
No, it must be an oscillator or something.
But it's...
And a whirlwind. I think it is a whirlwind too. Yeah.
When came it out?
I think it's 2009?
2009.
Yeah, I think so. Really nice, because George was staying at Hellbart in Den Haag. They moved to a church then. And he brought the copies for me. No, I'm living in a hideout in the harbor of Ghent in Belgium. But Den Haag is one of the most fun places to go to and play, really.
Since when you are going to places and play?
It must be 10 years? Not sure. Sorry. It must be in a while.
And you build this stuff on your own?
Yeah.
Because maybe this cripe, what is laying on the table?
It's, like somebody described, it's a can of worms, really. Which, in which there's a, like a path running, like a brain pattern of cables, colored cables, going from the one direction to the other. If you're interested, I'll play a piece of that on the radio. I must say,
I would be interested in.
That'd be nice. I will present this ghost track that's running along with live electronics very soon. How long is this track?
Something like 3 minutes. Maybe you'll be really quiet and listen to it.
Good plan. See you later, bye guys.
Bye-bye.
There is a live cough in the air.
Hey, Floris.
Hello.
Hi. How old are you, actually? You look very young.
I must be almost 29, I'm afraid.
Okay. You look much younger.
That's very good news, because normally after a couple of days touring, I start looking older. But I had a good night's sleep, luckily.
Uh-huh. And did you study something, or how did you came to building this stuff and being interested in fossils and making these films?
The main thing with fossils is that it's one of the things that we really did as a family, and still do sometimes, not often, as a family with my sister and mother and father. Once we found fossils on a holiday in France, and from there on we went to friendly people from our neighborhood where we live, and they were already fossil collectors, and they really helped us out how to find them. And the thing is that I'm really interested in the idea that those things are so old, really.
Mm-hmm. And, but they are often in stones, or you have to...
It depends. Like the thing that I'm presenting now, the fossil I'm presenting now, is it wasn't a stone, but it was lying next to a railroad, just thousands of normal stones, and then like a small percentage is a fossil, has been a fossil, and because of the sunlight, they tend to break out of the stones. But sometimes also you have to like hammer the stones open, and then be careful
without breaking the stone.
But then, you can also, if you go to places and next to the sea, they just tend to come out of the stones because they're a bit harder than the stones. That's why.
Did you ever find a jellyfish in stone, like a fossil jellyfish?
Not a jellyfish, but how do you say that in English? Ein Seeigel.
Mm-hmm.
Ich glaube, dass man das in Deutsch auch so sagt.
Seeigel.
Ein Seeigel, wie habe ich gefunden.
Shall I look it up in English? I guess the internet knows it.
It would bring us really far, though.
Did you study something?
Ah, I went to study experimental film at the one and only school that can do that in Belgium. That was St. Lucas in Brussels. That was this nice, small experimental cinema direction where you could have like the background of cinema, really, with the ateliers of an experimental arts direction, which was interesting, really. For 3 years, it was a fourth year, it was a bit less, but then again, I did it. But I must say, I learned way, way more from just living in Brussels and seeing concerts being organized there and things like that. It's well, even most.
There?
So no, I'm born in the north of Belgium in Mol, which is very close to the Dutch border and not super far, like an hour driving to Köln also. And to Eindhoven and to Antwerp is about an hour driving, so people can see it in their minds now. You know what? I think I'll play a live piece. Or if you have another question, you can definitely.
For now, I have no question.
That'd be good. Then
I always need time, especially in the morning.
Well, let me think of something that I play live, mm-hmm. and then you can think of another question. Could you put in that?
Yep. Electricity, come to me. Is it the right one?
Okay, here we go.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
listening. 2 minutes, we go off the air.
Fly way back.
And thank you again, everybody who helped me here in Berlin. See you guys next time.
Thank you, Klaus Schulze.